Hello friends, I have once again decided to take a break from my mental health to return to YouTube, and I missed you all very much. So much so I have decided to dedicate this entire video to you. That's right, we are once again reading your comments. God help us all. Now the last time I did this, my mom texted me, and she was like, why do you never read nice comments? Why do you always read hate comments? So I really thought about it, and you know what? She's right. So we won't just be reading hate comments today. We will also be reading simp comments. But there's a catch. I will not just be reading hate and simp comments, but I will be doing it high off my ass. This video was going to be made on April 20th, like the other 420 videos, but I moved it because I actually got a sponsor directly related to this video topic. You're not gonna believe it. Today's sponsor is Vance Global. Vance Global specializes in providing high-quality Delta 8 products that are both organic and lab-tested, with zero additives. They sent me a range of products to try out, including this cute little hoodie. I tried their Delta 8 gummies for this video, and as you will see, 10/10. They also help me relax while I'm writing video scripts, especially when I'm writing Hellworld, because God knows I need it. Also, their Delta 8 carts are really well made, with a high quality ceramic coil and a wooden mouthpiece. The wooden surface is naturally antibacterial, unlike plastic mouthpieces that can harbor bacteria for days. So if you are of age and live in any of these green colored states, Canada, Australia, or the UK, I recommend giving Vance Global a try. Just click the link down below and use the discount code SHU for 20% off your order. Or use SHU30 to receive 30% discount on both initial and renewal orders. Thank you very much to Vance Global for sponsoring this video, and now I'm going to take one of these and let's get into it.
2 hours later.
I feel good. I feel fine. I feel good. I feel normal. Does this look like a person under the influence of substances? Mommy Shu. Off to a great start. Shu One Head, Mommy, give me cuddles. I hate you. Mommy Shu, please step on me. Mommy blushes deeply. Mommy, so help me God, I will smack that emoji off of your face. You are a grown ass f-ing man. Go do your taxes. Raw Mommy Woof Waff Mau Gorge. What are you saying? Are you a socialist? Because I'd like us to share our means of production, lol. Hey girl, are you a communist? Because I want to share the means of reproduction with you. Are you a socialist? Because I want to share my means of production with you. Wow guys, it's even funnier the 100th time. This is the best channel to watch when you're constipated. I watched this while taking a shit. Why are so many people watching my videos on the toilet? Stop. If you are pooping right now, stop. I do not care if you're mid-shit. Suck it back up. SJW looking bitch. Conservative looking ass. Shut up, liberal. Shut up, Nazi. A day in the life of me. Every unstable lunatic I have ever come across seems to follow this channel. I like your program. But I have a question. What would you do if you grew to the size of a 20-story building? Would you crush people with your feet? I sometimes imagine being swallowed whole by Shoin-Eid. I bet her tummy is warm and comfortable inside, ooh-woo. What do I even say to this, my love? Hello? $25 per foot? You will date me, 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 you will- Not a simp, but- Oh, you know something terrible's coming. I would kill my whole family and dog for a single sniff of it. Not a simp. Not a simp, just a normal guy. You are adorable. Aw, thank you. I hope you find the Lord Jesus before literal hell is released upon the world. And sometimes I fantasize about Shu coming home drunk and beating me until I feel numb. She kicks me in the ribs until I can hardly breathe. Then she starts to cry and apologizes, begging me to forgive her. She holds me all night as I gently cry into her t-shirt. Please help, is there any hope for me? No! No, there is not. Go to therapy. Shu One Head, please chop me up and put me in soup. Keep eye contact the whole time. Shu One Head, please stomp my head and pull my hair. June, please stomp my skull. Like, genuinely get a nail gun and demolish my spine. I want you to ruin my credit. Absolutely would love it if you snapped my neck like a twig. Why are they always so violent? If I pay you, will you insult me? No, idiot. I'm a black separatist, radical anarcho-communist, but I would let Shu call me the N-word hard R.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
I wish Shu wasn't such a fascist dipshit. I would give her a taste of my girl dick. Ah, yes. Sexual harassment, but woke. My favorite. Why does this look like Shu? Oh, I hate y'all. I haven't watched this channel in a while and it's refreshing to see that it hasn't improved. Shu's jokes fall flatter than her chest. You know what? Video's over. Video's over. We haven't done that joke in a few months. Honestly, you look like you weren't hardcore enough to work at Hot Topic, so you got a job at Spencer's or GameStop. She looks very pretty. Shame about that mustache, though. You guys would tell me if I had a mustache, right? Right? God, your face looks absolutely terrifying sometimes. Like, actually kind of like a serial killer or something. Also, keep up the great work. Love your content. Thanks, buddy. In what world is June ugly? Aw, you. Unless they mean on the inside, in which case, she is a gremlin. She's cute, but if you don't think she's cute, then you're a trans. Everyone who doesn't think I'm cute is trans. She looks creepy. She looks like iCarly female protagonists accidentally flush themselves down the toilet because they could not let go of the string. I miss when people just called you ugly. Lol, I think you're hot, but you might have too many teeth. Bless. Have her wash her fake make kit on her face and remove her pink wig ought look average. This communist e-girl is way funnier than Crowder. Subscribed. The bar is in hell. She's like Boxy, but racist. Okay, so first of all, leave Boxy out of this, okay? She's living her life. Also, everyone's always saying I'm racist, okay? Ask my black friends. They'll tell you I'm racist. Your videos are so good until you get on your usual commie shit. I always find myself nodding and laughing in agreement with Shu until she goes full reactionary as always. The commie shit in question is like, people should have their basic necessities met, and the reactionary shit in question is like, don't diddle kids. One funny thing about YouTube comments for me is that I could say that I love sucking dick and no one will ever find out because they are too busy looking at the top comments, I'm a genius. Oops. I hope if June sees this, she knows she can step on my nards any day of the week. Also, Shu, please just read some Marx or touch grass. Okay, no, I will not step on your nards. Nor will I ever read a book or touch grass. Cool video, gay Brett Cooper. She looks like Penguinzo and Belle Delphine had a baby. Yeah, I've heard this one a billion times. But she's neither hot nor funny. Damn. Mamma Mia, I cook at a pizza had a. Okay, so it's cool if you're racist against Italians, but if I say I'm the bad guy, I could turn her into a Hillary Clinton supporting free trade globalist. I could fix her. That sounds terrible. That's awful. I would let Shu ride my dick and preach the evils of capitalism all night long. Average libertarian. I'm allergic to simps. Shu, you need to lose the side bangs. They are so 2010. Is this what you want? Huh? Be careful what you wish for. You're 31. Looking okay. Low-key weird hearing a 31-year-old woman say Riz. For real, that Zaza be bussin'. I completely understand if you want to unsubscribe now. I've seen her OnlyFans. Is she an adult? Doesn't look like it. There are multiple things wrong. I don't know whose OnlyFans you saw, but also why did you look if that was the case? She's Jimmy Dore or Dave Rubin with better tits. Not even like Dave Rubin with tits. Better tits. Your canine teeth. Are they saying I have dog teeth? I feel like if I had dog teeth, I would have way more women hitting on me. Hey, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I find you really attractive and I want to be your sugar mom. Pay you $2,500 weekly. All right, guess I have dog teeth. I don't even get sugar daddy proposals and I'm getting sugar mommy proposals? Woof, 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 bark, bark, bark. Mommy, mommy, give me milkies. I'm a woman, so it's okay if I simp. Is it? Is it okay? Shu1head's face goes here. Could you imagine a dude taking a photo of his crotch and going, Shu1head's face goes here. It is not okay just because you are a woman. You are not getting away with this. I want to live in her shower drain and eat her shit in the hair. Remember when men would like give women flowers? Now we got this. Not to simp or anything, Shu, but marry me.
No, I will not marry you.
I got $10.
Well, in that case...
Hey, Shu, will you marry me?
No, I will not marry you.
I'm a Nazi.
Well, in that case...
Oh my god, she's so funny and cute.
Please marry me.
For the last time, no, I will not marry...
Even though I'm 15.
Well,
wait, no.
I'm shaking and crying trying to figure out Shuanhead's ideology because from what I understand, she wants to be a trad wife who likes tariffs but also wants to limit immigration and close borders but also is a literal socialist? I don't understand, I can't fit this person into a little box. She has a bunch of different opinions. Is she left wing or right wing? Hell! Also, you basically just described Bernie in 2016, like, can we relax a little? All her videos are basically her hating the establishment at this point. Mussolini hated the establishment too. Have you ever seen Shuanhead and Mussolini in the same room? Just saying. I look George W. Bush. I did not have sexual relations. Oh wait, that's Clinton. What did Bush do?
9/11.
Oh, it's hitting me. Oh, the Lord, oh, the good Lord is going down on me. Do you agree with Nazism? Do you adore Hitler? Do you love anti-Semitism? This sounds like a commercial. Do you agree with Nazism? Do you adore Hitler? Do you love anti-Semitism? Come on down to Shuanhead's garage. Okay, so I have this pixie cut wig. And so I made the terrible mistake of posting a picture of it online. And well, oh my god, it's Rachel Maddow. That Germa? Hunter Avalon? Okay, come on, this one is just f***ed up. Didn't know you like Homestuck and went to DashCon. Alright, confession time. I actually did like Homestuck. And when I say I liked Homestuck, I had the troll horns, you guys. I had Vriska troll horns. And before you're like, Shu, we were all cringy teenagers once. I was 21. I was a 21-ass-year-old woman. Shuanhead is the greatest example of pretty privilege I have ever witnessed.
What?
Pretty privilege? Ugly people, the most oppressed class. Honestly, that is what leftism is nowadays. Oh, that's rude. That's rude. I don't want to say things like that. I love the left.
Lying, just telling lies, just telling big fucking lies.
She only gets away with the dumbass shit she says because she is conventionally attractive. If some guy or some less conventionally attractive woman said the thing she said, she'd automatically be booted from the left. Okay, first of all, what do you mean get away with? Getting away with having opinions?
You can't keep getting away with it!
Shu isn't fash. She just so happens to draw a large crowd of fascists into her following who seem perfectly happy to coexist with supposed leftists. Yeah, sorry, but fascists are like cats. If they're following you around, it's probably because you're feeding them. Take the socialism pills. Love how misogynist and ableist your followers are. Cool. Me too, thanks. How to spot someone with a conservative ideology? Their eyes are empty as they have no guiding principles of their own except what other people have told them they should be. The only difference is how intensely this phenomenon is experienced. And Shu's eyes are empty. If you remove the makeup and the smile and just focus on her eyes, they're empty. She does this thing where she overexpands the amount she opens them. This is due to a mistaken belief that expressive facial features are the
same as emotions.
How is she a Nazi? Seriously, she is constantly making ableist, sexist, bigoted jokes in her videos. Do they just think Hitler was like a... just a mean guy? Damn, she is hot. She could be Eva Braun and I would date, marry, and have many children with her. We need to protect the white race. White is beautiful. Okay, Gustavo Fernandez, average white nationalist. Shuanhead, more like give me head and shut the f up. I like how he tagged me. Like, yes, I see it. I see it, based Groiber 420, thank you. Your daily reminder that simping for Shu is never okay. Stop simping for Shuanhead, you know who you are. Bro, this you? This chick pretends to be a reasonable left tits, but there's no such thing. They can pretend, but they all want the same thing. Total government control, communism. At the end of the day, Shu hates conservatives and wants us all dead. Any conservative who trusts her because she looks cute and sometimes says common sense is a dupe. We can hear the same things from smarter men. P.S. Once she hits 25, she won't look this cute anyway. Nobody will care what she has to say. Once I hit 25, it's f***ing over. Odd, she looks like a Pop-Tart, yet sounds completely normal. The new wokeness? I want a Pop-Tart. Are most Shu1head followers commies or right-wing simps? Yes. Once she said she was a socialist, she was done. You can tell she would definitely be great at BJ, but would take way too long to get off, so waste of time. Most if all American women can get off in the first 10 minutes, but hold up. What? I had no idea she was a socialist. I'm extremely disappointed. I had a crush on her up until now. I can't believe I'm unsubscribing. Simp aside, I could never be this, like, direction-brained. This is so unhealthy. Like, if you like a channel, just f***ing watch it. For a Jew, she is a cutie. Obnoxious Jew. Kinda cute, though. Is this born a woman? Can tell you are transgender. You look very much male. Shu1head looks like what trees want to look like. She looks like a tree as a real woman. You mean a woman? Are you saying I look like a woman?
Your Adam apple is showing.
Does she still have her pensis? Does he still have his pensis? You got a dick? I heard you got a dick. Never mind, you're a woman. Not interested. You people realize this person was born male, right? Listen to its voice. That is a male's voice. That is also a fake nose. No, she is female, sadly. Thanks, it- Sadly. Hey guys, semi-serious question here. Is Shu a tra- Yes, big hands. Always look at the hands. Long fingers. They can always tell. We need to see a bikini pic of you so you can showcase your Adonis belt, which only men can only have. Flat back, flat ass, Miss Big Hands. Please educate your audience on the difference between male and female anatomy. Obviously, they cannot tell a man from a woman. Shu is a trans-coded cis woman and Keffels is a cis-coded trans woman. I hate that I understand this. Of course, Jewish Why everyone is Jewish, everyone is trans. Welcome to the internet. Oh my god, I just noticed their username. When I am president, trans people can write off these people as dependents on their taxes. Rent f***ing free. I'm a sap, a Shu-attracted person. Oh god. Do a subscriber gangbang. I know you're kinky enough. 1.6 million people? Ain't nobody that kinky. On second thought, I think some girls from like the Whatever podcast probably have gotten that number. After watching some of that podcast, I don't know, I understand where the repeal the 19th people are coming from. That shit turns me into pearly things. I just wanna say, you're really cute. I apologize for being gross. Out of all the ones who apologize, it was the guy that didn't even do anything that bad. This guy came back 2 years later to apologize. I wanna know the story behind this. I wanna know the arc. Her husband writes her material. Okay, no, if that was the case, this video would be very different. Hold on. Write something for my video. Abolish the separation of church and state. Lol, the writers of this channel are brilliant. Have you hired a man to write for you? You're actually funny now. Shu is the funniest. Aw, thank you. Almost as funny as guys. Oh. My boyfriend told me he watches Shu. I have been pushing him further to the left over time, and it's going okay in some respects. But today during dinner, he said he loves Shu. I don't really know how to feel about that. All I could muster was, oh no, sigh, no. I tried to be civil about Shu, but she just has some really dog shit takes sometimes. Can you guys help me come up with more than just making disappointed llama sounds? Is he getting his political opinions from her, or is she just entertainment? If the latter, just ignore it. It's the first one. which on any given day she can have an okay take or poison his mind again, and it took a lot of work to get some of it out. I think I messed up this woman's pet project. She was trying to fix him. Poison his mind, trying to get some of it out. Bro, if you're watching this, get out of there. Run. Shu, you sexy leftist, need you in my MAGA bedsheets. I'm 2 seconds in and had to pause the video. This is my first and last time watching any of this clown's video. I paused it and I'm a dislike before I get off this app. How can anyone stand this female's voice? It's so annoying. I bet her views are rubbish as well. Trump 2024. Man really got 2 seconds in and was like, I'm out. You know what? Understandable. Have a nice day. So someone commented, "Kay, that was a pretty sick burn," still laughing 5 minutes later. And someone responded with, "Simp." Honestly, the guy calling this guy a simp is more of a simp. That's like projection. I hate when that happens. Like, someone will have a completely normal comment, like a nice video, and then someone will respond with like, "Simp." Also, I name searched this guy in my comment section and I found this. This you, bro? Junie-poo? I mean, you are the most attractive to me. My literal type, you just sound like a young man, haha. You sound like a 13-year-old boy. Like, I know I have a deep voice, but like, how do you want me to sound? Like,
imagine all my videos sounded like this? That would be f***ing
nightmare world. Who is my internet crush, you ask? Shu One Head. Many share your same educated perspective in e-celebrities, haha. Elijah Schaefer? What is happening? Is that the 2 chocolate bar chick? Oh yeah! The Zoomers found the chocolate bar clip. You know the clip.
Why are straight guys so obsessed with lesbians?
Wow, this chocolate bar sure is good. But you know what would make it better? Wow, another chocolate bar! 2 of a thing I like, together!
Have you considered women aren't chocolate bars? Fun fact, women are not chocolate bars. Comparing people to objects, awesome. Every once in a while, like, young new Zoomers will find my channel and they'll be like, yikes. And then someone will respond like, oh, don't worry, this video is old. She's grown a lot and she's apologized for it. And it's just like, no, I didn't, and no, I haven't. Who do I look like? iDubbbz? Shu, why do you never react to woke TikToks? I would love to see you do that one day. You know what? Let's do it right now. Insane woke TikToks will make you cringe.
Nobody needs you to advocate for how difficult it is to use gender-neutral pronouns. Nobody said that the gender binary was f***ing easy.
This is literally just me. This is me if I never found 4chan years ago and instead found Tumblr. Like, I can't even make fun of this. This is literally just a teenager. This is a child. In like 3 years, they'll look back at this and cringe. I can't. It's just young people, like, desperate to feel like they have any kind of identity or any sort of community because our society has just none of that. I don't want to be 40-year-old Ben Shapiro making fun of 15-year-olds on TikTok. No. Okay, one more.
It is not hurting cis women to say chest feeding.
Housing crisis, income inequality, chest feeding, no. I'm done. What the f*** is a V though? It's like the green goblin mask in the corner of my room tempting me, no. All right, so that was reacting to woke TikToks or whatever. What was the video? Thank you guys for your support and your comments. Just be careful what you write here. I'm always watching. And I will see you guys next time.